Krishna. Here we are in Sridhar Mayapur again on the appearance day of Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur, which I'll speak about somewhat. Yesterday was a really, really long day. I was in meetings from 9 in the morning to past 8 at night, and I spent another while on the telephone with Gaurishakti Prabhu in Hungary. And since the trip out here, my back's been giving me quite a bit of discomfort, so I really needed to rest up this morning, so I didn't go over for class, although you will find class on Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur by Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj on Share It, and I'm sure that it'll be a very intriguing and a very nice class. He's such a scholarly person, Vaishnava. Yesterday afternoon, in the evening, I had one meeting on Varnashram, and we had additional 3-hour long meeting with our BBT GBC subcommittee, which has as its main goal BBT GBC communications for the purpose of increasing book distribution and dealing with issues, perhaps problems, but more preferably proactive issues that will enhance communication between the two legal entities that Srila Prabhupada established in order to communicate, in order to further book distribution internationally. For instance, one topic that we discussed was outstanding bad debts that are still there in Yatras, which is a really significant figure. It, minus the interest, it adds up to over $1 million with interest. It's about 40% more than that. And of course, such a shortage of funds to the BBT really means that BBT is not able to do certain types of projects that it would do, like sponsor book printing in certain countries that don't as yet have strong book distribution going. I'll just mention a name like Mongolia, where you would have to print books and do a run and have to actually front all that Lakshmi and wait until the printing came in later on, but make books available so that that will inspire preachers to then really go and distribute in those countries. And then other things such as the sponsoring of Bhaktivedanta Institute, which Srila Prabhupada gave as one of the mandates for BBT. And obviously that lack of cash flow makes BBT less able to even front larger print runs for other countries as well, not third world countries, but countries that are doing well. So that was a good discussion. It was 4-hour long meeting. I had to leave 1 hour of that for our for that Varnashram meeting that we had with Bhakti Raghava Maharaj. And this morning I listened to a lecture by Srila Prabhupada on Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance to supplement my loss of the class over at the temple. And it was a very beautiful class from 1976 in Atlanta. Which is, Prabhupada said, that was the 101st anniversary of his Guru Maharaj's appearance, and if I add the additional 33 years on, then now it's 134th. Time really goes by. That's a long time. That's quite a few generations ago. And if you listen to Srila Prabhupada's lectures on this topic, then he, it has a similar theme, similar themes. Prabhupada makes similar points, and I appreciated those, followed those points that Prabhupada makes. Firstly, of course, he gives a little biography of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's life, his appearance in Puri. On this class, it's less than in other classes. His appearance in Puri, relationship with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his great scholarship, his establishing of Gaudiya Math, his wonderful successes in spreading Krishna consciousness in India, and his attempts to do so in the West, notably Germany and England. And then, of course, Srila Prabhupada inevitably comes to the point where he met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and how that meeting impacted on his life, how it brought him to, I can't say Gaudiya Vaishnavism, because Prabhupada was born in a Gaudiya Vaishnav family, but how it really brought him to the Gaudiya Math and to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's guidance and spiritual leadership, how he first received, and Srila Prabhupada always repeats that, how he first received the order from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to preach Krishna consciousness, how he had meetings with him in that period of time until his Guru Maharaj's disappearance, how in the last days that same emphasis of spreading the mission was repeated to Prabhupada by a letter from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where he asked, how can I serve you? And then Srila Prabhupada enters into the third phase of the lecture, or this theme that he repeats on all the lectures that on this particular day, and that's the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prithiviti Achyatra Nagara Adigram, the mission of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how, of course, they inherited and took responsibility for that mission, how Srila Prabhupada then received it and executed it, and then begins, of course, how it really matured in the form of ISKCON's mission. There was a really beautiful part of the talk when Prabhupada refers back to when he first met this Lord Jutland. And you all know that story, because Prabhupada, it seems to have had a real effect on Prabhupada. Prabhupada repeats it many, many times. And how Lord Jutland asked one of his god brothers whether he could make him a Brahmin. He said, yes, certainly. And you just follow these four regulative principles, and the answer is impossible. And that was the impression in Srila Prabhupada's mind, that for Westerners to become Brahmins, to take to these Brahminical activities, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, no meeting, it's impossible. But then Prabhupada says, well, when I came to the West and I thought I'm going to propose these things, then everyone is going to react just like Lord Jutland. They're going to say impossible. But Prabhupada said, anyway, I thought, let me try. And here the emphasis is that Srila Prabhupada had received an order from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that the divine order of the Guru Parampara coming through his Guru Maharaj, and whether it seemed impossible or not to execute that order, still he considered it was his duty to follow even the impossible order. And of course then Prabhupada pointed out, but you're all here. So it wasn't impossible, or if it was impossible, the impossible was made possible by faith in Guru and Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada then spends a good half of the lecture. It's a 30-minute lecture, and half is with this part about biography, and the other half is about emphasizing the importance of the mission, about giving Krishna consciousness to everyone, not just Indians, not just Brahmins, but everyone, and how now we've inherited that responsibility. And of course, Srila Prabhupada emphasizes to us that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took it up from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who of course received it in Parampara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Prabhupada inherited it from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and then he speaks to the devotees, now it's your duty. And of course, it's certainly our duty, because Srila Prabhupada isn't physically present with us any longer, so he's not here to be the one who's spearheading and heading up the mission, so it's no longer his duty. The responsibility is fully upon our shoulders, and it's no longer obviously just the duty of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, but all of his followers, so the next generation, and now we have generations after that. So for the dear leaders who are, or listeners who are listening, it's your duty, and everyone needs to on this day really consider that yes, this is not just a celebration. We're just not celebrating the appearance day of Samacharya and continuing our life as usual, but we're also reflecting on how much and how seriously this has actually become our duty, how much we've made this mission our life, how much responsibility we're taking for it. Could we be doing more? Could we be doing it better? Life is, material life is a boring thing. Birth, death, old age, disease, to just simply increase the population and bring people into this world is nothing special, and it's nothing very exciting. Krishna consciousness is certainly exciting. It's certainly a challenge, and it's something that we need to take seriously. So as Srila Prabhupada asked his spiritual master, how can I serve you? We can also reflect and ask our seniors, our authorities, ourselves, Krishna, our deities, how can we serve them? How can we serve them better? It wasn't that Srila Prabhupada didn't know what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted, because from Prabhupada's biography, we know that from the very first day that Prabhupada received that order, he understood it and was trying to serve him in that way. But still, he asked. So still, we can also ask, how can we serve this mission better? And therefore, today's a day of introspection, of review, of self-assessment, and realigning our bearings and our direction. Where are we going in our own Krishna consciousness, and where are we going in spreading the Krishna consciousness movement? Anyway, that'll be my meditation for the day, in as much as I have time to meditate between other things, and my request to the kind listeners to also reflect in that way. Hare Krishna.